the Nityanan with her Kabuki. She claimed Bolu Shotan Sachinan Ramagoda Hariki. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj Ki. She Radha Kun Shama Kun Girido Vedaniki. She Radha Damodar Juki. She Radha Lalita Tota Gopi Hachu. Shri Chandraya Radhikaya Chadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tud Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namasheshram Manamapi Sachi Putram Matra Swarupam Rupam Dasha Grajam Urupurim Maturim Gostavatim Radha Kundam Giribaram Mahoradika Madhavasam Prapto Yashapatita Kripaya Shigurum Tam Natosmi Ajanulam Bhuto Bhujo Kanaka Vadato Sankirtanaika Pitaro Kamalayatakshu Vishvambaro Dvijavaro Yugadharma Palo Vande Jagapriyakaro Karuna Avataro Amarpita Chirim Chirat Karuna Avatinakalo Samarpahitam Anujvala Rasam Svabhapi Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Duty Kadamba Sandipitaha Sada Ridaya Kandare Spuratuva Sachinandanaha Utama Adama Kichuna Bachila Jachi Adile Kapola Kahi Premananda Emana Goram Ridoya Daya Pola Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Madgavirapi Gopala Svikriyat Kripaya Jari Tadaiva Sambhaya Pitva Rishya Yustat Priya Janaha Shri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana Rupaka Gopala Raghunathapta Vrajabalabhapahima Panchakopatarubhischa Kripasindhujayivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody can move just as close as you can.
Všichni se můžete přesunout, jak nejblíž můžete.
I think that Kamala Gopi and your baby will be good friends from this point. Come closer. They're getting the meat already. So, we've been speaking something on the first day about this conversation between Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Tak už jsme jeden den mluvili něco o tom setkání Ramanandy Raye a Chaitany Mahaprabhu.
I don't know how much of this you understand or appreciate.
Já nevím, jak moc tomu rozumíte nebo to vůbec oceňujete.
What was the first thing that Ramananda Roy suggested as the most important thing?
Co byla ta první věc, kterou Ramananda Raye jako první navrhl jako nejdůležitější věc?
Vanashram Dharma, very good. And Vanashram Dharma is very important.
A Vanashram Dharma je velice důležitá.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Eho bhaya, agi kahar." This is external. Can you say something more?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu řekl, to je vnější. Můžeš říct něco dalšího?
Why is Vanashram Dharma external?
Proč je Vanashram Dharma vnější?
Does anyone know?
More focused. It's meant for those.
Not you. Anybody else have any idea why Vanashram Dharma is external?
Má někdo nějaký nápad, proč je Vanashram Dharma považována jako vnější?
Protože se to zabývá nějakými čalama.
Because it's concerned about material bodies.
Very good. It's something with the material body. So, Ramananda Roy said, better than that is what?
Takže co řekl Ramananda Raj, že je lepší než to, než Varnashram Dharma?
What was the next thing that he said after that?
Co byla další věc, kterou řekl?
I'll give you a hint. It's called Karmarpana.
Dám vám nápověď, jmenuje se to Karmarpana.
What does Karmarpana mean?
Co znamená Karmarpana?
He quoted a verse, yat karo shi rashna shi, yat johosi the dasi yat.
Citoval tenhle verš.
Krishna says this in Bhagavad Gita, you should offer everything to me.
Krishna to říká v Bhagavad Gita, měl bys si všechno obětovat mně.
Did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accept that?
Přijal to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
No. He said, eho bhaya, agi kahar. This is also external, can you say something more?
Řekl, tohle je taky vnější, můžeš říct
What's
něco
dalšího? What's wrong with that?
A co s tím, co je na tom špatného?
Mataji, you offer the food in your house?
Nabízí.
Is there something wrong with offering the food in your house?
Je na tom něco špatného, že nabízíš jídlo doma?
So then why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reject this?
Tak proč to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu odmítl?
If Mahaprabhu is rejecting it, then what are we doing? We should be thinking about what we're doing.
Tak, když to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu odmítá, tak co my děláme vlastně? Měli bychom přemýšlet nad tím, co děláme.
What could be wrong with that? You don't, maybe you don't remember, but you can say something. You're a learned devotee.
Co na tom může být špatný? Třeba si nepamatujete, co jsme říkali, ale něco k tomu řekněte. Jste vzdělaní, oddaní.
This is the ABCs of the Krishna Conscious Movement.
Tohle to jsou základy vědomí Krišny.
Protože to nesouvisí s naším původním postavením?
Because it still don't... Well, what's the word?
It's not connected with connected, our original yeah.
position.
Not connected with our original position. It's something vague. Who are we offering to?
To je takový jako vágní, komu to obětujem.
So Mahaprabhu rejected it.
Takže Mahaprabhu to odmítl.
And then what did he suggest after that?
A co potom nabídnul? Co dalšího řekl?
This is an easy one.
Tak to je jednoduchý.
It's probably at least you should know this verse.
Tak aspoň tenhle verš byste měli vědět. Co dalšího Rámana Narayana řekl?
Swadharma tyag is a technical phrase for it, but there was a verse he quoted.
Technická fráze pro tu věc je Swadharma tyag, ale on přímo citoval jeden verš.
Okay, the verse begins Sarva Dharma.
Tak ten verš začíná Sarva Dharma.
So, what was the point of this verse then?
A co teda byl bod tohohle verše?
Why is this better than the previous thing, Karma Arpana?
Co je na něm lepšího, než na tom verši předtím?
It's an interesting verse. The verse says, Sarva Dharmam Pritya, give up all your religion. It doesn't say Sarva Papa Pritya, give up all your sin.
A je to zajímavý verš, protože ten verš říká zbav se všech druhů náboženství, ne zbav se všech druhů hříchu.
Here dharma refers to vanashram dharma.
Tady
refers to vanashram dharma in this context.
Dharma. Tady to slovo dharma se vztahuje k varnashram dharmě.
So it means taking sannyas.
Takže to znamená, že máte přijmout sannyas.
Now I really hope that the ladies, especially Mataji here, can get this one right. What's wrong with your husband taking sannyas?
A tak já doufám, že aspoň tady ženy to tady jako pochopí, jako co je na tom špatného, když tvůj manžel vezme sannyas.
Nothing wrong with it. Kabuji, it's okay. You can go. Lila Purushottam Prabhu, you can also go too. Mataji, it's okay, yes?
No.
No. It's, what, do you have a good reason?
Máš pro to nějaký dobrý důvod?
Otherwise, all your husbands will take sannyas.
Protože jinak všichni vaši manželé vezmou sannyas.
Prabhupada wrote a letter to one devotee. This is a true story.
Prabhupada napsal dopis jednomu oddanému. Je to skutečný příběh.
I do not think it is a good idea for you to take sannyas while your wife is pregnant.
Já si nemyslím, že je dobrý nápad vzít sannyas, když je tvoje žena těhotná.
This will not be a very popular idea in our society.
Nebude to moc oblíbený nápad v naší společnosti.
Okay, but that's a personal comment.
Tak to je osobní komentář.
So if there's nothing wrong, Prabhuji, you can get some saffron cloth and dandu.
Takže není na tom nic špatného, můžeme vzít šafrán a dandu.
Mahaprabhu accepted that?
Přijel to Mahaprabhu?
She says no, he didn't. But he took sannyas.
On to nepřijal, ale on sám vzal sannyas.
And he left Vishnupriya and left his mother.
A opustil svoji matku a Vishnupriyu.
So? No answer, huh? Nothing. We'll tell your husband. He can take sannyas. He'll be very happy, huh?
Já to řeknu tvému manželovi, že můžeš vzít sannyas. Bude šťastný, jo?
What was Mahaprabhu's reaction to that?
Tak jaká byla Mahaprabhuova reakce na tohle? Again he said that it's external.
Why is that external?
Co je na tom vnějšího?
Next time the sannyasi comes to your village, you're going to tell him this is just external.
Až příště přijde sannyasi k vám do vesnice, tak mu řekněte, to je jenom vnější.
It's an important question. We gave some example about someone who took sannyas, a little boy, 8-year-old boy.
Tak dali jsme ten příklad o 8-letém klukovi, který přijal sannyas.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
OK. What was the reason we gave about sannyas and we don't accept it?
A jaký byl ten důvod, který jsme dali o tom sannyasu, že to Mahaprabhu nepřijal?
Mataji, you don't know? You should. This is most important thing for you to know.
Tohle je nejdůležitější věc pro tebe, aby jsi
věděl. I remember that story that he was asking his mother when this crocodile was catching him.
Yes.
How did he take sannyas?
Broke his Brahman thread and he took ripped out his sikha.
He is not attached to all of these things.
These symbols is vanashram. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we reject that kind of sannyas because it has nothing to do with Krishna.
Takže my tenhle ten druh sannyasu taky odmítáme, protože to nemá nic společného s Krishnou.
And in our movement, we don't care if someone is a sannyasi or a grihastha.
A v našem hnutí my se nezajímáme, jestli někdo je grhasta nebo
sannyasi. Do you know who Ramachandra Puri was?
Víte, kdo byl Ramachandra Puri?
I'll give you another hint. He was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri.
Nám vám nápovědu, byl to žák Madhavendra Puriho. Was one who came to Puri to criticize.
He's the one who always criticized everybody.
Byl to ten, který neustále každého kritizoval.
Such a big. He criticized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
On kritizoval i Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He was a sannyasi.
A byl sannyasi.
Ramananda Roy was a grihastha.
A Ramananda Roy byl grihastha.
Very wealthy.
Velice bohatý.
He used to teach dancing girls.
A učil tancovat dívky.
And sometimes he was giving massage to their naked bodies.
A někdy masíroval jejich nahá těla.
Your friend Yama Niyama would never accept him.
Váš přítel Yama Niyama by nikdy tohle nezvládl.
So who would you rather associate with? Ramachandra Puri, who's a nice sannyasi, or Ramananda Roy?
Tak s kým byste se raději sdružovali? S Ramachandra Purim, který byl pěkný sannyasi, nebo s Ramananda Royem?
Ramananda Roy. But Ramananda Roy is a grihastha. He's touching naked girls. Hare Krishna.
A Ramananda Roy je grihastha, dotýká se nahých těl žen.
So why would you rather associate with Ramananda Roy?
Tak proč byste se raději sdružovali s Ramanandou Royem?
Why?
She said Roy.
Yeah,
she knows. Because he's a devotee.
Protože on je oddaný.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is also external.
Tak Chaitanya Mahaprabhu řekl, to je také externí.
So then what came after that?
Tak co přišlo potom?
Can anyone say?
Může někdo říct, co přišlo po tomhle verši, co nabídl Ramananda?
I'll give you another hint. It's called Gyanamishra Bhakti. Bhakti that's mixed with Gyan.
Dávám nápovědu, je to Gyanamishra Bhakti. Znamená
Brahma
to...
Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Nakangshati Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mud Bhaktim Labhate Param. This is the first verse now speaking about Bhakti.
Tak to je první verš, který zde mluví o Bhakti.
And you should be equal to everyone.
A měli bychom být jako rovní ke všem.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said eho bhaya. This is external.
Ale Chaitanya Mahaprabhu řekl, že je to vnější.
That's an important verse in Bhagavad Gita.
Je to důležitý verš Bhagavad Gita.
Why did he reject that?
A proč odmítl tento verš?
This is important. We should learn these things.
To je důležitý.
These things are simple.
Měli bychom se naučit tyhle věci.
So hard.
Jsou jednoduchý.
Vanashram, karmarpana, svadharma tyag and gyanamishra bhakti. It's four things that he rejected.
Jsou to čtyři věci, které on odmítnul.
And if we think about it, we can see many of these things even in our own movement sometimes.
A když se na to podíváme, tak můžeme spoustu těchto věcí vidět i v našem hnutí.
So if we want pure bhakti, we have to go past them.
Takže jestli chceme čistou bhakti, tak musíme přes tyhle věci
so
se přenést.
So can anyone think of some reason why Mahaprabhu might have rejected this verse Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma?
Takže můžete se zapřemýšlet, proč Mahaprabhu odmítnul tenhle verš Brahma Bhuta?
Would you have good thoughts?
Ty máš určitě dobrý myšlenky.
again the verse, what are you going to say?
You mentioned the story about your traveling with a professor who was so much so learned, and he knew the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, everything, but he was like, yeah, but anyway, the result was that he was not devotee.
So this verse speaks about bhakti, but bhakti to who?
Ale ten verš mluví o bhakti, ale jako bhakti ke komu?
So Mahaprabhu also rejected that.
Takže Mahaprabhu to také odmítl.
And the next thing was the first thing he accepted.
A ta další věc byla první, kterou
přijal. So up until now we've just been pulling weeds, no planting seeds, just pulling weeds and tilling the ground.
Takže doteďka jsme jenom pleli a jako dávali plevel pryč. A žádný semínka se nezasazovaly.
It's a lot of work, but it's we want to come to plant seeds.
A my chceme ale zasadit semínka.
So what was the next? Was the first thing that he accepted?
Tak co byla ta první věc, kterou přijal?
Verse, very good. It's a verse in the
tenth.
Well, maybe you don't memorize verses. Maybe your baby will memorize all the verses.
You don't have to. Ty ses možná nenaučila verše, ale tvoje dítě už je umí.
Jene prayasam udapashana manta eva jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiyavartam. It talks about bhavadiyavartam, which means topics about Krishna.
Takže v tom verši. V tom verši se mluví o Krishna Kata, o námětech o Kršnovi.
And the verse says, jivanti sanmukaritam. Mukha means from the mouth.
A ten verš říká, že jako mukha znamená z úst.
What's the significance of the word mukha in that verse? Can you say?
Jaký je význam toho slova mukha v tom verši?
Why didn't it say jivanti san svadhyaya? That by reading.
Proč to neříká, že jenom čtením jako o Kršnovi? Because there must be personal relationship.
Yeah, there's a difference between reading and between hearing.
Že je rozdíl mezi nasloucháním a čtením.
Okay, so we remember all these things a little something.
Takže si pamatujeme ty věci teďka.
Do you like this subject matter?
Líbí se vám tenhle námět?
Tohle even though you don't remember anything
of it. Když si nic nepamatujete.
Okay, because now we want to start planting seeds.
Protože teď chceme začít sázet semínka.
And we want to talk about plants. And we want to talk about fruits.
A chceme mluvit o rostlinách a o plodech.
That's a lot more fun sometimes than plowing and pulling out weeds.
Protože to je mnohem zábavnější než pletí a čištění.
So the next thing is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked him, can you speak something more?
Takže Chaitanya Mahaprabhu požádal Ramananda Roya, jestli může říct něco dalšího.
And Ramananda Roy, he told him about Sudha Bhakti, or pure devotion.
A Ramananda Roy mu řekl o čisté oddanosti.
He said, prema bhakti sarva sadya sar. That the essence of everything is pure love for Krishna.
Řekl mu, že esencí všeho je čistá oddanost Kršnovi.
I'm going to be a little short with some of these things. I want you all to try to learn these things. This will really help you.
Já vás chci požádat, abyste se všichni snažili naučit tyhle ty věci.
And you don't have to memorize verses.
A nemusíte si pamatovat verše.
But we should understand principles with our heart.
Ale měli bychom svým srdcem pochopit ty principy.
So then Ramananda Roy, he spoke two verses about the nature of bhakti.
A Ramananda Roy poté vyřkl dva verše o povaze bhakti.
And the first verse spoke about bhakti out of faith in accordance with regulated principles.
A první verš mluví o bhakti, která vzniká z víry a je motivovaná regulativníma principama.
And then he spoke a very important verse, which we often hear from Bhakti Rasamrita, from Rupa Goswami's Padyavali.
A potom řekl další verš, který velice často slýcháme, je od Rupa Goswami z Padyavali.
Bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate. Tatra loyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukritar na labhyate. So, this he's speaking about Krishna Bhakti Ras. He said, if you want Krishna Bhakti Ras,
takže ten verš mluví o Krishna Bhakti Rase,
then kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate. There's only one place you can purchase that.
A je jenom jedno místo, kde si to můžete koupit.
I don't know if it's available in the market here in your village.
Nevím, jestli je to tady na tržišti ve vesnici dostupný.
Tatra loyam api mulyam ekalam. There's only one price you can pay for it.
A je jenom jedna cena, kterou můžete
ekalam
zaplatit.
Means only one.
Ekalam znamená jenom jedna.
And mulyam means price.
A mulyam znamená cena.
So tatra loyam, greed, is the only price you can pay for that.
Takže ta dychtivost je ta jediná cena, kterou za to můžete zaplatit.
And he says, janma koti sukritai na labhyate. You may have millions of births of sukriti, but you can't get this bhakti ras with your millions of births of sukriti.
A můžete mít miliony zrození za sebou plný sukriti, ale to vám nedokáže koupit bhakti rasu.
Okay, this is also a little technical.
Je to taky trošku technický.
But it's practical.
Ale je to praktický.
And it's important.
A je to důležitý.
We should contemplate on it.
Měli bychom o tom přemýšlet.
What does sukriti mean?
Co sukriti znamená?
Does anybody know?
Pious results.
Means some pious work.
Tak to znamená nějaká.
How many kinds of sukriti are there?
Zbožná činnost. A kolik druhů sukriti existuje?
Bhaktivinod says is karman mukhi sukriti. Gyan unmukhi sukriti and bhakti unmukhi sukriti. Sukriti, which is based on karma, on gyan and on bhakti.
Takže Bhaktivinoda Thakur rozděluje sukriti, které jsou na základě karmy, gyany a bhakti.
Okay, so in other words, some sukriti, some pious benefit that you get by doing karma.
Takže nějaký zbožný prospěch získáte tím, že budete dělat karmu.
What's an example of karma mukhi sukriti then?
Jaký je příklad karma mukhi sukriti?
Can someone think of one?
Může někdo něco
vymyslet? A pious act is based on karma.
Že je to zbožný akt, který je založený na karmě.
Charity.
Charity. But what kind of charity?
Jaký druh dobročinnosti?
If I give Bhagavad Gita to everyone, is that karma mukhi sukriti?
Když dám každému Bhagavad Gitu, je to tahle ta sukriti? Like opening the hospitals.
Very good. Bhaktivinoda, if you really want to get technical about this.
Takže jestli chceme být opravdu technický, tak.
He says there's three types.
Tak Bhaktivinoda Thakur říká, že jsou tři druhy.
Deha dvoje, mana dvoje, and jiva dvoje. There's kindness with the body, opening a hospital.
Takže je to laskavost k tělu, jako otevření nemocnice.
Giving someone some food to eat, some boga food.
Někoho nakrmit bogou.
And there's mana deha, some kindness to the mind.
A laskavost k tělu je další.
Opening up some school or something.
Takže je to třeba otevření školy.
So that's gyanan mukhi sukriti.
To je gyanan mukhi sukriti.
You open up a school. You read some books about you're not your body.
Otevřete školu a budete číst o tom, že nejste toto tělo.
Have you heard about this before?
Slyšela jsi o tom?
You're not your body?
Že nejsi tohle tělo?
Have you heard this before?
Slyšela jsi to už?
Ve škole.
In the school?
No,
not in the school.
Have you heard from anybody before you're not your body?
Slyšela jsi od kohokoliv?
Yes. No, you've never heard before. Never heard that. So this is some kind of gyana mukhi sukriti. Understanding some gyan that I'm not this body.
Takže tohle je jako porozumění nějaký gyáně.
Technically it's called tatparartha gyan.
A technicky se to nazývá tatpadartha gyan.
Okay. So then bhakti umukhi sukriti.
Tak potom Bhaktin Mukesh.
Oh, this is a little more difficult, huh?
Tak to je trošku složitější.
What is Sukriti with Bhakti?
Co je Sukriti jako z Bhakti?
What would you say? Can you give some example? Can you think of something?
Můžete něco vymyslet? Distributing prasadam.
Distributing, but you're distributing prasadam to me every day?
Vy mě rozdáváte prasádám každý den.
So that's some sukriti?
Je to zbožnost?
No. I'm getting so much pious benefit from it, Mataji. Very nice. Then what is sukriti in connection with bhakti?
Tak jaká je sukriti ve spojení s bhakti?
Have you heard the word Sukriti before somewhere else with another word? You heard the word Sukriti in connection with another word.
Slyšeli jste někdy slovo Sukriti ve spojení ještě s jiným slovem?
Agyata Sukriti. Oh, very good. What is Agyata Sukriti?
Unconscious.
Just some word that I've heard in Bhagavatam class, I don't know.
Je to asi nějaký slovo, který jsem slyšel na lekci, ale nevím.
He's not love.
Mataji said, unconscious, like, not
unconscious benefit.
Not purport.
Prabhuji, we need your help, please come. Many difficult things. You weren't here. We were having a hard time. Please come. Come close. Okay. So we've been speaking about, to just fill you in very quickly.
Tak já vás jenom se pokusím co nejrychlejší vtáhnout.
About Ramananda Samvad.
Takže posloucháme o Ramananda Samvad.
Conversation between Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy.
Rozhovor mezi Chaitanou Mahaprabhuem a Ramanandou Rayem.
And we spoke about how Mahaprabhu rejected four things from Ramananda Roy.
A mluvili jsme o tom, jak Chaitana Mahaprabhu odmítl čtyři věci, které mu Ramananda Roy nabídl.
We had a very difficult time as a group, but we finally remembered those four things.
Měli jsme to trošku těžký tady jako skupina, ale nakonec jsme to dali dohromady.
What's the first one?
Yeah. Tak co je první?
Prasadam distribution. Varnashram dharma. Okay. What's the second one? Extra points if you remember the technical word for it.
Tak, ještě jako další body budou za to, když si budete pamatovat ten technický výraz k tomu.
We only spoke it 5 minutes ago, so.
Jenom jsme o tom mluvili 5 minut
před. Prabhuji.
Karma arpana,
partly right.
Karma arpana.
It's similar to karma mimamsa philosophy.
Tak je to podobný jako karma mimamsa filozofie, ale to ten technický výraz je karma arpana.
Everybody, we had to think about it for a long time. But we agreed that Mahaprabhu rejected Varnashram.
Takže museli jsme o tom dlouho přemýšlet, ale pak jsme se shodli, že Mahaprabhu odmítnul Varnashramu.
It's just about the body.
Jako Prabhu řekl, že je to prostě jenom o těle.
And then he rejected Karmarpana. Why?
A odmítl Karmarpana. Proč?
Protože tam není pojetí Boha jako svrchovanýho, že Bůh dává ty výsledky.
Because there's not understanding that it's God who gives the result.
You should have been here earlier, thank you.
Měl tady být dřív.
But then Krishna wanted all of you to be on the spot.
Ale Krishna vás chtěl tady vykoupat.
So then what was after Karmarpana? Mataji, you have to remember this.
Tak co bylo po Karmarpana? Tak to byl ten sannyas.
Means svadharma tyag, giving up vanashram dharma. Means sannyas.
Ten výraz je svadharma tyag, znamená to vzdání se varnashrami, neboli sannyas.
Mataji was very happy. We all agreed that her husband's not allowed to take sannyas while she's pregnant.
Mataji určitě je velice šťastná, že jsme se všichni shodli na tom, že její manžel by neměl brát sannyas, když je těhotná.
So then what came after that?
Tak co přišlo potom?
Gyan, what was that?
Gyana something.
Gyana something, yes. Something mixed with gyan, but what was that thing?
A co to bylo to něco, co bylo namixované?
Was the first time it was mentioned? Bhakti. Bhakti mixed with gyan.
Takže to byla bhakti smixovaná s gyanem.
Well, that's good. We should read the Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and have some information. What's wrong with bhakti with some gyan?
A to je, co je na tom špatného? My bychom přeci měli číst Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, získat nějakou gyanu. Co je na tom špatného?
Bychom se měli uměle stavět do pozice, v jaké nejsme, což tak já na nás může postavit.
We should not put ourselves superficial in the position, in any position, and that's what may be the result of gyan.
The verse speaks about Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. It speaks about Brahma gyan. It's not mentioned anything about Krishna.
Takže ten verš mluví o jako neosobním gyáně. Není tam nic řečeno o Krishnovi.
So here's a question only the ladies can answer this. Mm-hmm. What was the first thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted?
A teď můžou odpovídat jenom ženy. Co byla první věc, kterou Chaitanya Mahaprabhu přijal?
5 minutes ago.
Krishna
katha. Hearing from a person.
Takže naslouchání od osoby, Krishna katha.
What's the difference between hearing from a person and reading a book?
A jaký je rozdíl mezi nasloucháním od osoby a čtením knihy?
Personal relationship?
Yes, thank you.
Osobní vztah.
Okay, now. We've almost caught up. Mm-hmm. So Mahaprabhu at that time, he said, "Ehoy, this is okay."
Tak v tu chvíli řekl Mahaprabhu, to je v pořádku.
It's the first thing that he accepted.
První věc, kterou přijal.
We said, so now we've tilled the land, we pulled out all the weeds, now